Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 291. 291. And what are you going to say? We've been personalizing Psalm 91. Listen, this is so important for you to personalize it. If you do not, you will not see what the power that should flow out of it. You see, that is the thing. As I'm talking about authority and all that, you have to use it. It's in the usage. It's in confessing it, in saying, that's when you will see the power in it. So what are we saying? Personalizing Psalm 91 verse 13, we say, I tread upon the lion and the snake, the adder, the cobra, upon the young lion and the dragon, I trample underfoot, I trample underfoot, I trample them, I trample them, I trample them in the name of Jesus. I trample them, I trample them. They cannot threaten my life, they are under my foot. I trample them. Oh, hallelujah! So, in looking at it, so this is what you're supposed to do. When I'm saying this, it's not just to be a blessing to you, but for you to learn how to do it. Just imitate. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Paul said that. Just imitate. You just imitate me as I'm saying, I tread. You do it that way. Just do it. Just obey and do it. You see, this is where a lot of people fall short. They do not understand. Can't understand why we should say the word, why we should read the Bible, why we should keep praying. I don't understand. You know, I'm okay. I'll just say a little prayer for some 5 minutes and I'm okay. Yeah, you can live like that if you want to. But if you really want to get into the depths of God and experience all these things that the men of old experienced, and you read in the Bible, and you see Paul, and you see all these, and you're saying, am I that different? What is the difference between me and Paul and Peter and all these people? They heard the word, and they obeyed. They were doers of the word, not even obeying, but doing, imitating, doing the word. Imitating, doing the word, saying the word. So, you know, I don't know whether you've heard me say that, but what is the difference between the difference between eating, putting food in your mouth, and how your weight, whether you are 58 kilos, I was telling my sons that I was weighing 58 kilos the other time, began to eat again, carbohydrates, and then it began to go up. So what's the difference between the food you're eating and your weight? There is a correlation there. The reason why that you are the size that you are is because of the food you're eating. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to accuse you or anything, but I'm saying that food, in eating food, something happens to the body. So what the chicken that I ate, and of course, you know, Christmas is just, the festivities were just holidays, and we baked and we did all that we did. So what, the chicken or the grilled turkey or the baked turkey or the meat or the fish, whatever that you ate, when you ate them, let's say you started eating, so I mean heartily, and all those dishes, you did them around 20th of December, you were trying to celebrate and be happy. By 10th of January or by the 5th of January, you are seeing a difference. You go and put on your trouser, it's not fitting. Your skirt is not fitting. Hey, so we are going to go one step higher in selecting, in buying dresses. They have to go and buy a size bigger. What happened? When I give you a knife to cut, you cannot cut the potatoes out. You cannot cut the fish out. You cannot cut the meat out. Why? Potato, meat, fish, vegetables, they have all turned into flesh. They have all turned into, this is the mystery of the word of God, that as you begin to meditate on the word and speak it and imitate and do it as I'm showing you how to do, you do it first day, second day, third day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, you begin to see there is a change, there's a difference.
Those things that used to scare me are no longer scaring me. Those dreams that I used to dream, I'm no longer dreaming it. What happened to me? What happened? What happened? Why am I praying? Why am I talking like that? You begin to say, and you begin to talk to others, and you begin, why am I sounding like this prophetess all of you have been listening to? It's because of the food I have given you to eat. This 5 minutes thing is not just 5 minutes of listening to not trash show. It is 5 minutes of feeding your spirit. So if you go ahead and do what I'm telling you and just imitate and just do it and just do it, be a doer of the word, you'll be amazed at the phenomenal growth in your life, spiritual growth in your life, how strong you become in the spirit realm. Strength of the Lord fill you, and now you speak with authority. When you say, Satan, no, don't go there, you just say that. That's all. You're so blessed. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.